As I told you, this Sunday brings to the close of the season of creation that we have been celebrating. And the readings today, especially the gospel reading, reminds us about the golden principle that we all have to lead our life as Christians. Matthew chapter 5, specifically verses 43 to 48. And even when you take this Matthew's Gospel chapter 5, 6 and 7, we see the Christian principles which all of us need to follow and abide by. So it starts with the Beatitudes found in chapter 5, at the very first few verses, where Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are those meek, for they will inherit the earth," and so on. And after preaching, this is of course called the Sermon on the Mount by the Lord Jesus. Not only the Christians, but also non-Christians also follow this golden rule in their life. Specifically, people like Mahatma Gandhi in India, he followed this. Because so much of principles, values that we find in these three chapters, Matthew 5, 6 and 7. And then at the end of the chapter, Jesus is giving a very important lesson for all of us to follow. That is the golden rule: love your neighbor as you love yourself. So therefore, in the particular text that we have just heard today, this morning, Matthew 5, 43 to 48, where he says that you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. So this is the old commandment. Old commandment is, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. If anyone is hating you, you also hate them. If anyone is loving you, you also love them. That is the old commandment. But see, he says, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Entirely the other side. Old commandment, yes, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But Jesus' commandment, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And he goes on to say, my Father is loving everyone. My Father sends the sun. My Father sends the rain to all, whether he's a good person or a bad person. He sent everything to this world. So my Father is holy, perfect and loving, and why not you are? So that is the golden rule that Jesus is preaching here. In this text, we also see that in the whole chapter, we see that Jesus is prohibiting a lot of things, telling not to do. Don't kill. Don't murder. Don't become an adulterer. Don't divorce. Marriage. These are words of God, Jesus. Don't make false swearing. Don't swear falsely. Don't take revenge. All these are found in this chapter as we read through. Now, when we come to the society, we find all these things are taking place, right? There are killings, people are murdered, there are adulteries, there is divorces, so many divorces, there is false swearing, there is taking revenge, finally. Even for a very small thing, people take revenge, right? Not only from that person, from that person's family member and the generation after comes also. People take revenge. So, what is in the society? Jesus has observed, and now he is giving this golden rule. Don't commit all these things, but love your enemy and pray for all those persecuted. Now, I want to tell you that this is very difficult. This is very, very difficult. I can preach, you can hear, you can even read these things, but when we go to practice them, it's very difficult. When we go to the society, there are so much of things that are taking place. Our minds are disturbed. All these are principles are challenged. So therefore there is temptation and we tend to do all these things. We go up to even to murder a person to get our things done. But what is the option? What is the option? We don't have any other option. Because we are carrying the image of God within us. And we say, you know, this girl is exactly look like the mother. You see that, no? This boy is exactly look like the father. What does it mean? What does it mean? The boy or the girl carrying the image of the father or the mother. Right? If it is a girl, she carries the image of the mother. If it is a boy, he carries the image of the father. This is what Jesus is telling. My father is like this, so why don't you? You also become like my father. Because you are carrying the image of my father, God. God's image we are carrying. This has to be respected. This has to be honored. And that is why I said it's very difficult. Even though it's very difficult, we don't have any other option but to live that golden principle throughout our life. Whatever circumstances may come into our life, we have to live that golden rule. Love your enemy, pray for those who persecute you. And Jesus also said that if you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Exactly. This is what the other people are doing. The non-Christians are doing. The non-Jews are doing. So what reward you get? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than the others? See, Jesus' words. Do not even pagans do this? Pagans is non-believers, right? Non-believers, they don't believe in a God. But you believe in a God, but you can't do all these things because the pagans, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, non-Christians are doing. You have to be transformed people,
change people.
And therefore Jesus says, be perfect as your Father, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Matthew 5:48. Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. We don't have any other option. We have to lead that Christian rule in our life. This is not just merely following or observing the law. You have to go beyond that and talk to the spirit behind you, the spirit of the law. That is what Jesus is teaching here. The spirit of the Lord, in order to become the children of God. Therefore, my dear friends, let us read through once again, or maybe a few times, especially the entire three chapters, 5, 6 and 7, where we find the Sermon on the Mount by the Lord Jesus, and try to shape and fashion our lives according to these golden rules that we find in these three chapters. Let us pray. Lord God, grant us your divine wisdom so that we will be able to seek the moral righteousness than all the other sacrifices and rituals. Help us to follow the golden rule throughout our life and also at every time, very specifically, we face temptations and challenges. Grant us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we'll be able to continue to be witnesses to you. Help us to reflect your divine image within our life, wherever we go in the society. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.